Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, who is at work still in the world today. Amen. I realized in the last couple of days that I've been doing a lot of reflecting and spending time thinking about life and the world, and I think initially I was silly enough to think, well, you know, I have been made aware that I'm about to start my 20th year in ministry. And just a little like midlife moment of, oh, there's been a lot. But then I think in the like deep night of the last couple of nights, my body, my subconscious has said, hey, maybe you should try grieving. And what you are doing is remembering all of the stories and the things that came before as you try to still process death in your family. But as I've done that, what I have done is found myself thinking a lot about you and the people like you with whom I have spent the last 18 and a half, 19 years or so. And there are a few things I need to tell you today. This is a weird thing that I do, to be a pastor. It is also a wonderful thing that I get to do. You are such a privilege to me, a gift in how I get to walk through the world, and the way that you let me into your lives is frequently very stunning. There are the moments when you hold a person's hand as they take their last breath, or when you hold a person in the moments after the one they loved has taken their last breath. There are those little points in life when someone looks across the table in what feels like the oddest of spaces, a Starbucks, a Scooters, a Caribou, and says to you, I have cancer. There are the little gifts of life when a parent or a family member says, I didn't realize my house would be quite this quiet when my kids moved out. There's the moment of graduation with that kid. Here at Spirit of Joy, standing across the front and getting to look at those who I've gotten to know and to love. And to know that this is a seismic shift in their life. There are the unexpected moments, the middle school concerts, where suddenly a kiddo's personality comes out and you see them in a whole different way than you do on a confirmation Wednesday. There are those people who, again, in those spaces you do not expect, look across and say, I'm scared. We've been trying for years. Our savings are gone. I'm worried about our marriage. What do I do? There are the parents who open their doors wide when I bring the gift that you give to them, that first Bible and a onesie, and say, come in. Wash your hands first, but then hold this beautiful little one who is such a treasure in our lives. There are those moments, like I shared with my best friend and one of my congregation members, who looked at me in the minutes after his son was born, his wife and his son having been life-flighted to another state. And he said to me, will you drive me? And I think as I think back through those moments of how wonderfully ordinary they are, they're the stuff of life, death, marriage, illness, family and its brokenness and its messiness, and yet in there is something remarkably miraculous, sacred at its very center. And you all invite us into those moments. And I wonder, and I'm perplexed, and I find myself pondering, what does this mean? That's what Mary did again and again throughout this story. If you go back and look at the Annunciation of the angel, the shepherds coming to that stable, and then that moment when that little babe is 12 and they're at the temple, she again and again is amazed, perplexed, and she wonders, what could this possibly mean? And I think maybe that for me is the attitude of Christmas. How is it that something so ordinary, a poor baby born in a poor place, under the thumb of an empire, could be so extraordinary? A gift, not just for the shepherds and the wise men who would gather there in that stable, but for all the world who lived then, for all the world who has lived after, for all the world who has lived now. How could that ordinary moment in life be such an extraordinary moment in our human history? And so I think tonight, as we experience joy, as we raise our voices with the angels and proclaim the coming of a newborn king, I wonder if it's not an appropriate posture to join Mary and to wonder, to be perplexed, to let ourselves spend just a moment and say, how is it that that child born so long ago could mean so much for me and for us? What did I do to get invited into that moment with Mary and Joseph, with the shepherds and the wise men, with the chorus of angels? And maybe, just maybe, you'll feel about it as I do about you and what it is that I do. This story is weird. And it is wonderful. And it is our deepest privilege as people of God to be invited into it. Each and every one, a forgiven sinner, made saint by a child who lay in a manger. Amen.